CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some. It's the worst guys on a Wednesday, baby. All she needed was some. Doing it in the worst way.
All she needed was some.
You know we always bring the fire. My name is Malcolm Julia, your host for today. In the Cliff Central Studios, I'm here with some awesome ass homies, man. Yo, say what's up to the peeps. I'm chilling with Trey, dude from Soweto Inc., and Jeff, producers of some wonderful music that we're about to go in on today, yo. Holla.
Holla to the people.
What's up?
What up? Say what up to the homies.
Yeah.
You good.
Yeah, man. Nice to touch down with Cliff Central, man.
Yeah. Good to have you, man. So today we have a very interesting show for you, as always. We're talking about why men are trash. This has been going on these Twitter streets, and I'm really upset about it right now. So I'm going to give my opinion on it, and we're going to see what these homies in studio with me have to say. Over and above that, we'll be having them talking about a new release that the Gold Standard DJs have got going on. It's called Rocks on Vodka. Rocks on Vodka is the name of the track that we'll be premiering for you on our show today. Oh, snap! Something crazy just happened. The lights went out in the studio, man.
No worries, that song. It has that effect when it's about to...
That's some scary shit, man. Like, you know when you're in school and the lights go out in class, that's where everybody goes, ooh, oh, la, like, that was the vibe right now.
I don't think that is as scary as the topic we have today.
There's nothing
as crazy as that.
We got a scary ass topic, man. But before we do that, I just want to get a little bit into the news and what's been going on in our city, in our country, in our world, man. Just a few little stories for y'all. Yeah, here we go, baby.
Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra, Playboy Young Fella, and extra.
Read all about
it. Life story of Playboy Penny.
Extra. Read all about it. Yeah. So we've got Pravin Gordhan is in trouble again for some reason. He's under fraud charges for retiring Ivan Pillay with pension benefits. And after that, rehiring him for a period of 4 years as the deputy commissioner. So even Pele got his retirement, he's got his pension, he's living easy in his holiday house, and then he's like, nah, come back and get this money, yo. That's exactly what's happening. Apparently, that's what he's accused of. So Pravin Gordhan will be accused of this. And I don't think he has a chance of losing, to be honest. I mean, like, we all love Pravin. He tries to keep order in a disastrous government. You know, do you think Pravin Gordhan might actually get in trouble? I don't think he ever would, man.
Not like that, man.
But yeah, he's in trouble. I don't even know why, but there we go with that.
It's just sad that his trouble is costing us, eh?
Yeah, so dude, that's the thing.
The rent is going down.
Yeah, our economy is going down. The fees must fall. Protests are not helping at all, because that's just another disaster that we didn't see coming. I mean, we've always got something in our back pockets as South Africa. We love drama. I think that's the problem. We love drama. We grew up on too much Generations and Isidingo, so now we've got a problem.
Speaking of that, I saw a very shocking video.
Yeah.
So in Bramfontein last night, it was being looted. I'm like, oh my God, what happened?
For the Fees Must Fall protest.
Yes.
Yeah, and the buses being set on fire at Wits. It's been ridiculous.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So our students, now that we're on the topic, our students are out there still causing a muck. And, you know, the world is watching. And that's why our economy is going down. I feel like we've discussed this a bit too much, man, but I guess it's been going on for so long, so why would we not? How do you feel about the student protest on your side, as entertainers, as musicians, Gold Standard DJs? I mean, this means that they get like school off, so surely that's more parties for you guys to go in and tear up for these students. But I think that's their plan the whole time, bro. I think that was their plan. Yeah.
Well, you know what? To be honest about this, I won't go in much, but I'm trying to understand the fact that they are burning and actually vandalizing resources. That's what I don't understand. Why is it the case?
Yeah.
That's some fucked up shit. You know what I mean? Students, they're away from vandalizing shit. What the fuck is wrong?
Because apparently. People don't get hurt if they want to have peaceful negotiations. But I don't think that's the case, man. I think our students are still valid in going through due processes. I won't lie, I'm not a student anymore. I used to be. And it's tough out here, man. Nothing's free in this world. I don't know how many times I'm going to say it. Nothing is free. Once you leave university, you'll find out that it's even harder than it was to pay for those school fees. But yeah, man. If you believe in something, fight for it. I just don't think you should put other people under pressure to believe the same things as you, because that's part of the big problem with these protests, is that a small minority is influencing the majority, or more like coercing the majority into being part of the Fees Must Fall campaign. For example, this is the perfect example where about 77% of the students voted to go back to writing exams and the like, and 23% are the ones who are really pushing for the protest. And, you know, things are not happening for the people who want to actually sit down and study. Now, how do you explain that to your parents? How do you explain that to anybody, actually, to yourself? You have school, you have a life ahead of you. You need to think about the future. That's all I'm saying with regards to Fees Must Fall. And also, this one was a killer one for me that happened. Samsung phones are exploding and catching fire, man. So they've been recalled. The S7, that's like their headline phone, man. Everybody knows the S7. So they've recalled it, and they're apparently predicting a third percentage decrease in their annual income because of this major recall, man. That's a big deal. Like, imagine you're on your phone tweeting about the Cliff Central show, and then it catches on fire.
Oh, yeah. Jeff, you heard the S7, right? You heard.
Yeah. Did you just get it, Jeff? Did you just get it?
No, I've been shying away from the explosion. I kind of left it at home.
Yeah, all right, cool. So, yeah, that's what's happening to Samsung. Now the iPhone users even have more reason to be smug. They're going to be all like, our fucking phones don't blow up. And we've got the dog filter on Snapchat. Yeah, so that's what's happening in the news for today. Before we get into anything else, let's just close that up and we'll start talking to the gold standard DJs about why men are trash and what's happening with them and their music, yo. Yeah. So we're back. And we are out here with the gold standard DJs. They've just given me a track called Rocks on Vodka. Man, you guys are going to hear it towards the end of the show. It is absolutely blazing. But before we get into that, guys, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this trend that has been going on Twitter. I've been seeing it for a while. I don't know. Are you guys in the Twitter streets? So this has been going on for a while. It started out with men being trash on Twitter. It started out with that, and eventually it turned into women being trash. Women are trash started trending a few hours later. So it's something that's a bit bizarre to me, but here's my opinion on it. And I think this is how the problem occurs of men being trash. Okay. First and foremost, I think as guys, we focus primarily, especially in our youth, so our age type of people, we focus on getting laid, man. All of us are out here to pubs. Do you not, Trey?
No, there are other things on the side, man. It's not about getting laid per se, but yeah. as much as we dope boys and, yeah, you know what they say in the streets, dogs, whatever the case is, but we also need some love and affection from time to time. Not every time.
You see, that's the difference between what men and women think. Women would say constantly. The thing is, that's the thing with men. We can separate emotion for sex to a large extent. Not completely, because I don't think you could ever separate the two. They're one and one. But I think to a large extent, men are more able to break away the emotional tie in order to plant their seed. You know, biologically, as men, we spread our seeds while women harbor a seed. That's a physical, biological fact that we have about us. So using that as a premise, I think we just say that men focus on that. And the problem is that women are more focused on people being in long-term relationships and love and marriage and eventually having a stable home. And obviously these are generalizations, but we have to kind of have generalizations in order to have a conversation. What is the broad idea behind men are trash and women are trash? Because I think we're the same, really. I really do think we're the same.
Nah, I thought they're the same.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Why would you say they're not the same?
Women are more crazy. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm kidding. They're going to kill me. No, I think women are emotional species. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, they take everything to heart. And us as men, we take a lot of things to head before they're going to go to the heart.
Which head? Hey, I'm serious.
Come on.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, okay, cool. So I do agree that for the most part, women tend to be more emotional. But like, the thing is, in order to get laid, you have to be in a relationship, man. And women want to be in relationships in order to put out. That's what I found. Like, a lot of the times, you don't find your girl just who's going to give it out without you putting work. You have to put that work in. You have to court her. You have to treat her good. And then you've got that sex on tap. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what the thing is at the end of the day. And ultimately, Jeff, you have to
say. In my opinion, I think that is just a problem right there.
Yeah.
I wish for a society where you can just go to a woman and you're like, lady, I find you so attractive. Can we get it on?
Can we get it on right now?
Yes.
In the street.
So unfortunately, you cannot have that. So you need to go through this work. And then when you get what you want, suddenly there's no motivation.
Yeah. You see, that's the big problem. This is why men are trash. This is where we get to the problem, is that we value what we're getting out of the relationship as opposed to the relationship in and of itself. I genuinely believe that most men don't really want to be in relationships.
No.
Genuinely believe that. It's something that we have to do in order to get what we want. And what we want is sex. That's ultimately the truth at the end of the day. And the problem is that it's not that women are not trash. It's just that their motives are completely different to ours. Because I still believe that women have got some sneaky tendencies that we don't know about. Have you seen a woman's investigative stories? Hey, skills, boy. They've got skills to get caught doing anything, bro. Yeah, unfortunately, my boy Riabese Sisele isn't in the building today because I know he'd back me up on this because I'm not just talking shit, y'all. Yeah, they're making me feel like I'm an idiot. Am I lying, Jeff?
No, man.
Dude.
Never that, dog.
Never that. Are you feeling me? So why are you leaving me hanging here? Anyways, dog. Talk that. Let's be real. You're on the worst, guys. You've been on this show before. What's up?
You know what? To be honest, I think the real reason why women say that we're trash is that most men are just there for sex. I'll be blunt about it.
Yeah.
And most of the women are looking for relationships and stability.
Yeah.
And most men can't really offer that.
Yeah.
They really, you know, have their dicks to offer than you know, stability and all of that.
That's the thing. So now there's a whole lot that goes into a relationship that for me personally, I'm just not about. Man, like, you have to have your life has to be in order because relationships are expensive, dog.
Let's too, be too much,
If you want to treat her good, you want to take her out, treat her right, you know, you gotta have to take her out to the sands every now and again, you know, make her feel special.
Imagine if you're building an empire, you're busy with your dream. Where do you get that money to take a person
you know
to
what
the
I mean? Sands? Like to go and chill and have lobsters and shit there, you know what I mean?
Lobsters and shit.
Baby girl, I'm working on my dream. I've got ambitions. Yeah. I can't be going to the sands.
This is the thing. We our time now, as young people, we've kind of we're not focused on that. As young men, let me say young men, because this is the difference between the two, is that like I'm not thinking about my marriage. I'm not thinking about my children. There's only one. I only have one focus, is the vision. Yeah. But at the same time, I still want a pops, dog. Because sex is nice, right?
Yeah, we all lie. It's
that is an unfortunate part, eh?
Yeah, and another thing that plays a big role, I think, is contraceptives. Contraceptives have inserted into the game, and now we can have sex relatively freely without worrying about getting a woman pregnant. Because of contraceptives. So that makes the situation even worse, because a lot of the time men would be avoiding sex or relationships in order not to get a chick pregnant, because that would just be the fucking worst thing to ever happen.
Thank God for the robbers, you know.
I think the fact that we have contraceptives and all, it has given men a platform to say that sex is just free.
Free.
I think that.
What do you
way.
Mean? What do you mean?
Because now it doesn't come with responsibilities. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Because if you have sleep with someone and impregnate someone, that's responsibilities. You get what I'm saying? If there's contraceptives, well, you don't have to worry about anything. Yeah, you just smash and go.
Yeah, exactly. So now this is the part where the women are trash come into play. You know, somebody's trying to holler at you there. You're popular, dog. this is where the women are trash come into play, in my opinion, because now we've established generally that men's motive is sex, tends to be, and now generally the woman's motive is emotional connection, relationship, stability. Now the reason for that motive, I believe, is because women literally have a expiry on how soon they can have children, or when they can have children. You know, eventually there comes a time where you hit menopause and you can't have children anymore. So their time to be in a stable relationship and get a child is much smaller than a guy's frame. So that's why, as youth, I think we feel under pressure from women to be in those relationships in order to create that family picture, ultimately. Because that's what we're here to do as human beings. Our ultimate thing we can do is procreate. That's what we do.
Yep.
So they just have to do it much sooner than guys do. Otherwise, they can't anymore. So it's just the motive is just different. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yep.
So you use the fact that we are trash, in inverted commas, to make us feel bad for not wanting to be in relationships and sleeping around. And that is your way to get what you want. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, I feel like we need a female opinion on this, because you guys, Palisa, please call Sophia. She's there. Please call her. We need a simple female opinion on this, because y'all ain't giving me shit.
But actually, then again, okay, you know what you're saying, what you just said, it's like I cannot date somebody my age right now simply because she wants more and I want less. I'm not ready for what she wants.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, so it goes to a point whereby if I still want to have fun and I'm not ready for this, I should go for somebody younger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You see, and then she should go for somebody older who's ready.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I don't think men our age, 23, 24, 25, 26, are in the target market of women our age. So women aren't looking out for us to be in long, long-term relationships. Finally, Sipue, I need your opinion on this. These guys, they're not helping me.
They're sending you to the Bulldogs. Let's
hop onto Jeff's mic over there. We just want
to. What's up?
This is CPA. She's our lovely resident lady who comes in and hops in, gives her opinion every now and again.
So. I was listening to what y'all were saying.
Yeah. And?
And I agree to an extent.
Okay.
Yeah, but I agree with the fact that I prefer a guy coming up and telling me, hey, girl, this is what I want.
Yeah.
Are you in?
Are you in?
Simpura, can I stop you right
there? Whoa,
no,
I'm back.
No, I want to hear Simpura. No.
Whoa, I'm back. Wait, whether I agree, whether I don't agree, I prefer a guy doing that.
Being
so that
up.
I know that if you're staying, I know what you want.
Yeah.
If you're going, I know what you wanted. So
yeah,
sharp.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, come on.
The thing is, when that happens, sex changes things. We have to be honest. Emotions come up from sex. I'm telling you, they do. Do you not agree?
I agree, but I'm just saying, first, step one. Let's get step one right. Because you know what you guys do? You come here with all your dreams. Y'all sell us dreams. Okay. You sell a sister dreams. She's like, I'm going to be marrying Mr. Wright. I got my Denzel. I got, you know. And then she's dreaming here, Ganti. You were just there for one night.
Yeah. So niggas need to be straight up. They need to tell you what's going on.
Yeah, because when the chick catches feelings, you can be like, but this is what I told you from day one.
Yeah.
But if you came here with a game plan on some, yeah, unjani mapenza, I'm going to be your Mr. Right, sound all shades of right. Simpio. No.
Okay. So do you think men are trash, ultimately? I want to know.
No.
No.
I think there are those guys that stink, you know?
Yeah, there are.
They're corner. Yes. They just so, they nasty. They know themselves.
You're talking with passion, like you've experienced this.
Those guys that you just, they're just rotten.
Yeah, rotten. Yeah.
But there are some good guys in the game, I believe.
Guys like me?
Yeah.
If you have to say like me, then I don't think you're that guy. Hey! I don't think you're that guy.
All right, cool, girl. Thanks so much, Sipu. We're going to talk with these homies about that. Man, I love Sipu's opinion.
She tells the truth, bro. She tells the truth. She tells it like it is. Because, I don't know, man. Women can't handle the truth. I just heard Simpia say we need to be upfront and serious. These people see you and they already make assumptions that, oh my God, I'm going to marry him.
Which kind of girls are you hitting up on?
No. Not all the girls are like that. No, boo-boo.
So it has a lot to do with taste.
That's the thing. You know how it gets. The more you become nicer for you to hit the cookie, it's the more they think, this is it. This is the one that God sent me from heaven. You know what I mean? You're in the process of eating the cookie. Yes, I'll bring you lunch at work. Yes, I'll pick you up after work. No. Then I won't take you to work the next morning because the cookie jar is empty.
Yeah. You know, all I say, my philosophy is, if you're an ass, be an ass from day one.
From day one. Consistency.
That's it. Don't be Mr. Nice. I fall for Mr. Nice. I also do wifey-ish. Gandhi, you're just... Yeah. Yes, please, boy. No.
Be straight up. All right. I feel that. Thank you, Sipu. Thank you very much. All right. Cool. So that's the topic of the day, why men are trash. You guys can hit us up on Twitter if you have any comments on it, @_worstguys. Yeah, man. So now we're going to talk about the music. The reason y'all are here, music. Gold Standard DJs, tell me, what's the deal there, Jeff? Who you are, what you're repping, what is your music about?
Okay, my name is Jeff, better known as Easy J. All three of us are from Soweto. And yes, all three of us form a group called the Gold Standard DJs.
Yeah. And yourself, what is each of your roles in the Gold Standard DJs? And
Jeff has briefly explained we're all DJs.
Yeah.
Gold Standard DJs.
I mean, like, is that just live DJing? Is that producing as well? What does the DJ entail?
Producing, DJing, and performances, writing our own songs, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So none of y'all, who raps? None of y'all rap?
It's Trey, actually, at the moment. But don't ask me to drop something on radio. Because you don't get nada.
To explain better.
Yeah.
We've been DJing, and as we know, the market of DJs is like 10 new DJs each and every hour in one day.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So to stand out, you kind of need to have your own material.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's when we started a few years back making beats, try to develop that sound. Okay. And I can say we've made so much music. This is like the first song that makes sense.
So you've worked through it. There's been a process to get to this point.
Yes.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
And then, you know, I was telling the guys yesterday that there was a point where you need to tap somebody and be like, hey, this is my song.
Yeah.
Then they'd actually listen and dance to it. But this one, you just play it. And then you see the head is moving. Like, okay,
we certainly did something right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So our first single here is called Rocks and Vodka. Well, the title is quite funny because we're actually in studio with John Pages and the guys. And we brought the beat to the guys. We're like, guys, can you rap something on this beat that we did? And then we brought a bottle of vodka into the studio.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Sean Pages, I know, he just hit me up now. He's listening.
Sean
didn't have any ice.
Yeah.
So
we didn't want to record without anything in the body. We said, let's have a drink.
So
Cairo, my man, was having that thing. It was so warm. He's like, oh, I wish I could have some more rocks in this vodka. That's how it came about.
Cool. That's a cool story, man. So you were making music with Sean Pages because the track features Sean Pages and Cardo. He's a rapper. He's been on the show before. How's it been working with Sean Pages, a big dog in the industry?
Yes, I mean, it's been totally awesome. I mean,
too nice,
the guy,
too nice.
kind of like groomed us, you know.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
the guy showing us this and that, teaching us about the music. Mm. You know, I look up to him in a lot of things, you know.
Yeah,
whenever
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
have like this, you know, the music business. There's not just a music industry, there's a business.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you kind of look up to people like him who've been in the business for years to say, yo, man, I've got this contract. How does this work? How does this work? How does this work? And yeah. then, yeah.
Okay, he's kind cool. of like, so he's a sort of mentor to you guys.
Yes,
which is always
100%.
You need somebody who's yeah. been there to guide you, to show what, because they've made mistakes. And it's not like you won't make mistakes. You'll make your own, but there's guidance at least for yeah. you. You know what I'm saying? That's yeah. awesome, man. And yourself, Ndu, what was your role in composing this track? How did you come about with it?
Well, you know what, this track, it's so much amazing because if I have to go back to the beat, listening to the beat and actually loving the beat and actually thinking what actually can be done with this song, it was an amazing experience. It's yeah. been an amazing 7 months with the beat, guys.
Is that how long you've been working on it?
Trying to get something we've out been, of this beat.
Yeah.
We've
yeah.
been trying to get things on. We've been trying to get features from people.
Yeah.
But we were just not happy until we actually got the right people that yeah. will hop on the beat and actually
so you,
do
so
the work.
So you got Sean Pages and Cardo to snap on it.
Damn, the boy Cardo is kicking ass on the hook. So yeah, guys, yeah, check yeah. out for the boy Cardo. He's doing great work.
Yeah, yeah, he's very dope. We've had him here before and we'll always have him again. That's why we out here. Rocks on Vodka is the name of the track. Trey.
Hola, pap.
What happened for you in this track, man? What inspired you? What are you going for here?
You know, the first time we did this beat, it was actually quite funny because me and Ndu were telling Jeff, like, Jeff, there's something about this beat. We're not sure what it's about, but there's something about this beat. We just need a party song, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, a party song. I'm that guy. They'll tell you that Trey is the first one to predict a song, how it's going to pan out, like, or how it's going to, you know what I mean?
You've got the ear.
Yeah, man. I'm always in the streets, man, keeping my ear to the ground, making yeah. sure that the people get what they want and what yeah. they need at the time. And where, in my hood, personally, everybody's bumping Rocks on Vodka from my house to the 10th house. To my ex-girlfriend.
Where's your hood?
My hood is in Zola.
Zola.
Yeah, yeah.
So y'all are all from Soweto.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Came a long way to the Cliff Central studio. Outside. Show these people what's happening in the South. It's always popping. Josie is just amazing, man. There's always dope shit going on. You can always hustle, man. That's what we do right now.
Hundreds.
Yes,
hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah, trying to get the shit off the ground, bruh. But I really do appreciate your hustle, man. The music is always dope. What shows are you guys doing that we can catch you at, man?
Yes, well, this coming weekend, you can catch us this Saturday.
Yeah.
If you know a pub in Soweto called The Sofeng, we actually have an awesome, dope boat party.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for those who missed, couldn't get the tickets in time. It's sold out.
Oh, they sold out. Nice, yes. Nice.
It's sold out gigs.
We're actually going overnight.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to
yeah.
be in Hartis. I know most people are used to partying in a boat there. Then 3 hours, then it's back home. But no, we have an after party there.
Yeah.
And then, unfortunately, I can't give out more details because everything is sold out. So
yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no point. You lost already.
Yeah, so there's just a Rocks on Vodka tour is coming.
Yeah.
Just from like the end of this month.
We're
going to be hitting up spots here in the north, the south, also going to Mpumalanga, Limpopo. So it's going to be a nice one. I'll be traveling with the
Don't
boys.
Don't forget Durban.
Pushing the songs.
So you out here touring, man. That's good news. That's good news. Yeah. Yeah, all right. So we might as well let the people have a listen because we talked about it for a while and I think it must be dope if you guys have been working on it for 7 months. Let's let the people have it here. And this is Rocks on Vodka by the Gold Standard DJs featuring Sean Pages and Cardo.
Blah.
Blow up a couple more and a couple more. Fire, 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 fire.
Summer banger.
Bam, 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 bam.
We petty class in our rocks.
No.
Desha Baba.
Desha Baba. Desha Baba.
Let's not even lie. That was pure fire, man. That's once again Rocks on Vodka by the Gold Standard DJs with Cardo and Sean Pages, man. That was a bloody fire song, man. I don't even care what y'all think. I know I was having a party in the studio with these homies, man. It was a jam in here. All we needed is some vodka, man. That's actually...
Tell me about it. Some bottles of water.
Yeah. All right, man. That's some dope shit, man. I'm really loving what you guys are doing. Loving the push. And you know, we always got you here at the Cliff Central Studios, man. Come through. Let's talk about this music game. Let's change it, man. Let's break through that glass ceiling because we're doing well, right?
Yeah.
But we need to break through where our artists are millionaires, bro. Because we got the talent.
Yeah.
We got the talent. So I'm glad that you guys are pushing this hustle and doing it properly, man. All right. So before we wrap up the show, just let me know what y'all are doing. Trey, we'll start with you. And you guys just plug your shit. Tell us what's popping in your lives and where the homies can catch you.
Bantu Basekhaya, my people, we are currently busy with the Soweto Inc. Festival 2016. You can catch us, the Ghost and the DJs, at the Sofeng this weekend, making sure that people party hard and party safe too, what I mean? And on Sunday, I think SJ has all the information, guys. SJ is like member, hashtag manager, hashtag everything.
And yourself there, Ndu?
Well, I'd like to add on the Soweto Ink Festival. Guys, you haven't seen this one. Soweto Ink Festival 2016. It's happening at Kasi Top Chillers. It's more for tattoo convention. And there's going to be performances, lineup, and everything. Check that one out. Tickets available at CompuTicket. It's going to be a jump.
Yeah. And you'll finish with you, Easy J. Jeff, what's up, Dory?
Yeah, man. Apart from the song, one of the things we are busy with is the Soweto Ink Festival. I think it's a big one for us.
Yeah, y'all gave me these tickets, man. It looks fucking dope. You even tattooed the tickets. Yeah. 26th of November, y'all. This is going to be so dope. It's happening at the Ekasi Top Chillers.
That's in Glen Ridge in Soweto.
Yeah.
If you're a tattoo lover, trust me. You have tattoos, you're gonna love this one.
There's gonna be artists from all over, even abroad, Europe. Shout out to the artists that are coming over to the festival.
It's just gonna be sick. And you need to catch our performance too on the festival. Like, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be something out of this world. You know what I mean?
I'm definitely gonna be there, man. It's been so dope hanging with you guys. Gold Standard DJs, y'all are making some dope ass music, which we can always appreciate. And yeah, we're always willing to have you on the show. Y'all are a blast. I'm just gonna rhyme out as we always do. Jeff, you wanna say something?
Yeah, man. Can I just send a shout out to Sean Pages and Cardo?
Yeah.
Thanks so much, brothers.
Yeah, they worked hard with you on that track, man. Any more shout outs? Yeah, what's up?
Not forgetting Tapelo Mokoena. When are we shooting this video, dog? When are we shooting this
Tapelo
video?
We need a video.
You
for
see,
Rocks on Vodka.
You see now we're doing this live on air.
Yeah,
call him out.
This is Sunday. Hi, man. It's been dope chilling with you guys. And as the worst guys, I'm just going to tell you what's popping off with this beat. And then we out, yo. Here we go. Here we go, my name is Malcolm Julio. It's the end of the show, but I'ma tell you what's going down in my streets, yo. Tonight is Wednesday, it's the worst way. We're doing the comedy at Giles Restaurant, 9 Grafton Avenue. Our lineup is so hot. I got this guy, Tabiso Mthongo. Then we go next to Milton Gekenya. I mean, it's such a weird name, but I'm so strange, yeah. So I'ma keep doing it for you, and I'ma let my boy Rehab come through. And I'm the MC, the host, the guy with the most. I'ma kill these people, I'ma burn them like toast. This ain't the last time you heard from me. Go outside and play, man, and go be free. We out. CliffCentral.com.